Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Full Force News Burst special live, brought to you by GeneralShowsReborn.com with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Got a little bit of news to talk about today, haven't we? Got a few little bits and pieces to cover today. Sort of a non-event with the Transformers situation. We'll get to that a bit later on, because we all thought, you know, based on a pre-order drop, that we might be seeing a cheeky 3¾-inch Transformers G.I. Joe collaboration sort of thing today, but it didn't really transpire. We'll get to that a bit later on. We've also got Walmart Collecticon, a few more kind of images and stuff that were shared regarding Nightforce Shockwave. Nothing too crazy, but obviously better renders for the box render and the artwork as well. We'll have a look at that too. But on top of that, we've also had a little WonderCon tease as well. But we'll get into all of these news stories today. Hope everyone's doing well in the chat already. Hello, Chris. Hello, MC DJ ACDC. Hello, everyone who's joining me. And let's get ready to rumble, I guess. Yeah, let's do that. Pow! Right, let's start then, because we've got, I mean, it is Walmart WonderCon. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Walmart, and I'm talking about WonderCon, and something else which I forgot to add. But it's not a big deal. Let's get stuck into these little stories. So starting, of course, with earlier today, and Jason Shockwave Faria, and the Night Pursuit went up for pre-order, as expected. I did say the 14th was more likely over the 15th. And yeah, that was the case, which is cool. Now, we got it was up on obviously Walmart online initially. I saw it on there, and then I was kind of refreshing Pulse over and over again. And finally it popped up on there, and I hope you guys managed to get one. I certainly did. I got stuck in there with the old, pre-order for the first time in a long time. Yes. 60th, a couple of people I know have had their 60th delivered today. The vamps also been delivered the last couple. I mean, it's happening, isn't it? There's a lot of stuff kind of filtering in, as is always the case, it seems nowadays. It always seems to be something shipping, you know, in like and turning up. And so obviously 60th is one, and the vamp is the other main one. Now, another interesting thing that happened earlier, I'm not sure if you guys keyed onto this, but on Walmart online, Naugahyde Pork Belly and Yobbo went up at like $24.97, I want to say, price-wise. Someone sent me the link, and I pretty much instantly pre-ordered it. And it was out of stock pretty quick afterwards. It's not there anymore, but did anyone else get in on that? Let me know in the comments if you did see that pop up on Walmart online. It'll probably be one of those things where it was an accident. They didn't mean to happen. We'll get like a cancellation or whatever further down the road. But hey ho, you know, you try at these things when they pop up just to see if you can be one of the lucky ones. It said something about August as well. But anyway. Now, Jason Shockwave Fairy, on the other hand, and the Night Pursuit obviously went up on both. I did actually order mine on Pulse because I just prefer that whole situation. But still up, still the opportunity. If you want to get him, you can still get him via Walmart online. Again, it's not always, you know, you're not always guaranteed, are you, with Walmart online? Yeah, I probably will, Paul. Honestly, I probably will get a cancellation for the Naugahyde that went up. Like it was not long ago at all, and it just popped up randomly, and a few people sent me the link, and I was pretty much straight on there. In any case, Nightforce, Shockwave, did you get involved? Go for it. Pulse sold out in 9 minutes for members, then they restocked for everyone else and stayed for about 20 minutes, then was restocked again and stayed for a while. Oh, that's interesting, Scott. I didn't realize they restocked it after the Pulse Premium thing. That's actually really cool to know. Derek got two from Walmart. Pulse sold out before I got the email. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I don't bother waiting for an email from Pulse. I just know it's going to be there. You know it's going to be on Pulse, so you just keep refreshing the page until it appears, and then you go nuts. My Vamps on the Water and my daughter went back to back as state champs in girls basketball in Alabama. And she's committed to Wallace State. Great week, full force. That's amazing, James. That is amazing. Send your daughter all of the congratulations. And that's incredible. That's awesome stuff. Yeah, great week indeed for you, my man, and your family. So that's awesome stuff. Anyway, so we've got this really nice render, kind of much better, kind of clearer render of the background. And I swear I'm seeing a character behind Shockwave, like directly behind him to the right of his left arm, to the right of the figure as you look at him. And kind of hit, almost like it's probably the rock formation. Don't get me wrong, it probably is. But there is something very almost human or like robotic androidy like behind him. And I'm not trying to give away something that I know what it is, because I don't. But my God, something looks to be behind him in those kind of... there's something in the trees. There's something in the trees hunting for us, and it ain't no man. It wouldn't be in an Arnie's voice, would it? It would have been in Billy's. Anyway, wouldn't have been in Dutch's voice. It would have been in Billy's voice. Seems to always rely on polls. Yeah, you can rely on polls, Justin, but it's not always the first, but it definitely gets there. A bit like myself. A bit like myself on the news. I usually do, but I didn't know what time they went up for pre-order. As long as I get one, I ordered my two at different times. Totally, Derek. You can count on the fact that it'll go up the same time as the other one, basically. And if you were checking Walmart's Collecticon time, like, you know, the little ticker, it would have told you, you know, however many minutes or hours left until it went up for pre-order. RKW says Xandar. Chris says Night Viper in the background, you reckon? I don't know. I don't know what it could be, what it is. It probably is nothing. It's probably just my eyes playing tricks on me, but it looks definitely more character-like than the original image that we were looking at did. But it's not clear, so we'll see. We'll see. Love, love, love the Night Force Ram colorway. Yeah, it's really sexy. My Vamp will be here tomorrow, says Derek. I'm so jealous. Looks like Archer, leader of the Gargonite. It does a little bit, doesn't it, Scott? It does look like Archer. It does from Gargoyles. Definitely. Oh, no, sorry, not from Small Soldiers. Yes, definitely. It does look like the Small Soldiers guy from, the Gorgonite, 100%, Scott, big time. And then RKW's like, what? Who is also, his avatar is Small Soldiers, isn't it? Pastor Pierogi, full force. I was able to snag one from Hasbro while at work. That's how you do it. That's how I did it. That's how most people do it, I think. We also got the beautiful artwork. Now, I incorrectly credited this to the wonderful and awesome Oliver Barrett, but Oliver Barrett actually said, actually, it's not. Oliver said it wasn't his, and I was like, oh, my bad. I'm an idiot. And I did say in the comments, I'm going to assume this is Oliver Barrett, even though I don't know if it is or not. So I kind of said I'd change it as well if it was wrong. It's actually JG on Instagram, or _J_G, said that it's actually one of Picture Plane Imaging's artists, but we don't know who. I don't know who to credit yet. But actually, I wonder if do they have anything in the blurb on the actual download link? What's also funny is I keep refreshing the page on the Entertainment Earth Drop Zone to see what that blooming thing is going to be. I'm hoping to drag this along on enough that when we get to that point, I'll be able to talk about it like that as well. Always giving away all my secrets, aren't I? Always doing that. Right, I'm going to look at the blurb on the Walmart.com just to see if there's any information here about the artist. Probably not, but Hasbro do like, they do usually give quite a lot of information, don't they, on these things. Let's see. No, it hasn't changed, has it? Still the same. This Shockwave figure and vehicle are packed with 17 character inspired accessory. No, it doesn't say. Well, what's it say down the bottom there? There's more text and it won't let me move up. There we go. There we go. Maybe it'll say in here. Someone's probably gone and telling me in the comments who it is, and I'm just ignoring them completely. I thought you meant the show Archer. No, it was, he means Archer from the Gorgonites from Small Soldiers. Someone suggested it looks like the snake battle armor from the side. It does have a bit of that vibe. Let's go back to that image quickly before I come back to this. It does have a little bit of snake armor vibe, doesn't it? Full Night Force, literally. Hello, Chris. I got my ODD boxes today, or odd boxes today, and they fit really nicely. Nice one, David. Can we get pictures? Just kidding. Wish they would have artist signature on bottom of artwork. Should be recognized. I totally agree, Johnny. Totally agree. I mean, for the most part, the artist will come forward, post things like Oliver does, Scott Johnson does. Scott Johnson was very quick to point out that he'd done the artwork on the posts I was making, and I was very happy that he did so. So that kind of definitely confirmed that Scott did those. Scott's done a lot recently. Oliver's done a lot within recent time, like, you know, very recently. And there's another artist who I'm guessing is this, the artist associated with this particular image here. and I'm just seeing if there's any information on the product details page. I can't see anything on here that says, that calls out the artist name. They used to do it in all of the blurb. And they aren't doing it as much anymore, or at all. It's weird that they've gone back to that. I thought, like, you know, I know they've kind of gone away from the artwork being the main focus, but it's still on there. They still have artwork done specially for it. So I don't know, if you're not going to bother with it, why don't you just scrap doing the art totally? I know that's like sacrilegious, and I also don't totally agree with that. I mean, I don't want to agree with that. But if it's a matter of, like, you know, wanting to keep some sort of budget or something, then just don't do it. They don't have to credit them, and then you can do something else completely. I don't know. I want to see artwork, though. I do want to see, even if it's on the side of the box, or if it's just this little section here. I do want to see it. I want to see the classified character brought to life. Because oftentimes there are different updates and changes and elements that aren't like the original completely. I feel with that vest, Shockwave should have come with a bucket hat, fishing cap. Amazing. It does. He kind of does have a fishy vibe there, doesn't he? As in a fishing vibe there. I know it's not G.I. Joe related, but does anyone know if the Street Sharks that were announced will be available from anyone other than Walmart? I assume so. It's not a Walmart exclusive line, is it? It's Mattel, isn't it? I don't think the whole line will be Walmart exclusive. I imagine you'll be able to get it all over the place. It is weird. Artwork and G.I. Joe are always tied together and iconic. Yeah, definitely. What is the dragon in the thumbnail? I'm so confused. There's a dragon in the thumbnail? Oh, in the... I don't think... You mean the in his, like, little abilities readout thing? Is that what you mean? Let me know what you mean, Judge Dredds, because I'm not sure what you're referring to there. Not sure what you're referring to there. Anywho, swatting in the dark, indeed. EE hints about Street Sharks on the website. Thank you, Sean. So Entertainment Earth will probably... Yeah, so Entertainment Earth, Big Bad Toy Store, all your usual suspects. There you go. What else were I going to say about this? Nothing other than it's beautiful. I love this artwork. I think it's gorgeous. And apologies to Oliver Barrett for crediting you, and then you having to say, it's not mine, but it is really nice artwork. So shout out to Oliver. I need to get you back on the show again, Oliver. We need to talk about what you've been doing for the G.I. Joe line. Please and thank you very much. We also got the great Tonino posting the render for it, the kind of classic G.I. Joe sort, the classic classified render that we've come to know and love, even though it's like after the fact. You know, we didn't get the reveal. We didn't get the render reveal, did we? We got the actual figure just leaked the night before. So, yeah. Oh, the Griffin symbol on the patch. Yes. Okay. So the Griffin symbol on the patch. Sorry, Judge Dredds. It is a griffin. It's holding a flame, and it is over a globe. So it's like a patch basically that signifies the protectors bringing light to the darkness, aka griffins, who are known as protectors, bringing light, the flame, to the darkness across the world. So they're kind of, their mission is an international mission to bring light to the darkness, and they're called Night Force, etc., etc. And that's what you can see. You can see that kind of theme continued on the motorcycle there, the griffin emblem on the kind of engine block or whatever. What would that be? The gas tank, maybe? I don't know what you call it on a motorcycle, but like that looks like the gas tank. Anyway, that's what the patch is, and it's also on Big Ben and Tunnel Rat. Thank you, Jeremy. Yes, as well. Pastor Progi says, walking into the comic shop on Wednesday to get the new Void Rivals and Transformers, I walked past the shelf with the G.I. Joe role-playing game book. Finally bought it. Nice one, Pastor Progi. Good work. Scott's given me the information for what his abilities information. Vanguard 3, level 3. Light Weapons, level 3. Tactics, level 4. We've seen Tactics a few times recently, haven't we? And Urban Combat 3. That should be 4. He's blooming. That is his specialty. That should be 4, shouldn't it? Tactics, yeah. So if your tactics are at 4, your Urban Combat should be at like 20. But anyway, I think that they're trying to do it so it's not always like, you know, like 100%, like you're doing your own like FIFA create a footballer situation and making them 99s across the board. Or for the Americans, I don't know, Madden or NBA 2K create a player sort of thing. That should be the gas tank. Thank you, Chris. I think I killed a griffin in Witcher. Sorry, Pastor Progi. Well, you should be saying sorry for killing the griffin. What is Nightclub Forces patch? Says Scott. I was just about to say that, RKW, but you've got it. Disco ball as the globe bit, right? And then I like Jeremy's idea of a glow stick behind an eagle with sunglasses. So can we incorporate all those elements? Disco ball patch with a glow stick behind an eagle with sunglasses. Perfect, right? Absolutely perfect. That's your Nightclub Force patch. For those that don't know what the hell I'm talking about, I'm sorry, I can't help you. It's pretty self-explanatory. Jokingly referred to Night Force as Nightclub Force because we wanted a kind of Chuckles, like in like a really sexy like black number with pink neon flowers. And it would just be amazing, wouldn't it? I know that Chuckles is in the Night Force courtesy of, well, there's a kind of nice interesting history behind that. So the first time we saw Chuckles in the Night Force was actually on the artwork for the Assault on Cobra Island pack, which had regular Chuckles in there, or, you know, like Chuckles, but he didn't. But the artwork on the back was actually in this kind of like weird kind of gray color, and it was effectively Night Force, and they were going to do a Night Force one in the pack. They changed their minds and they didn't change the artwork for whatever reason. Anyway, the club later on did Chuckles in the Night Force. So I know that he's in the Night Force. I get it, but we just wanted to make him a little bit more cooler with like a black shirt with the pink neon pink flowers and maybe some teal, like you know, like other details on it, like some bright teal. It would just be amazing. White suit, pink tie. I like it, Jeremy. Is the eagle in a white suit? Yeah, white suit, pink tie. I get it. I like it. Eagle clasping glow sticks. That's even cooler, Scott. Actually, Chris, Americans play FIFA 2. Absolutely. Madden, Chris, you get it. Jamie Lynn, I'm sorry, yeah, they do play FIFA too. I know, my bad. Chris, how big is your classified figure collection? It's not always about size, Mark. Everything except, so I've army built ever so slightly early on, not a lot. The infantry is the most single figure I have. I have like about 12 of those, a few more than those. But then everything else is very either one of everything or a couple where I've got two or three, some where I've got four, like Vipers, Alley Vipers and things like that. But like in, that was like way back. It's like now I don't really do that. Battle Android Troopers, I got a few actually. But again, I got some promo boxes with Battle Android Troopers. So that was awesome. Oh, Drop Zone was Star Wars. How annoying. Not only that I missed, like, you know, missed it to tell you all that someone else had to point it out, but that it was that it wasn't what we expected. Oh yeah, just dropped Star Wars action figures. Well, that's that sorted then, isn't it? But then that makes sense for the 3¾ thing. So I did not think about that at all. Vintage, innit? Vintage collection. Anyway, thank you, Windblade. Appreciate that. That means that I haven't got to the thing in the first place I was going to get to talk about that. Anyway, Great Tonino posted the render. I think I'm finished now talking about ridiculous things. But yeah, in terms of the classified figure collection, the only things I don't have right now, Mark, are the Crimson 3-pack, the 3 recent Python Patrol, you like the Trouble Bubble, the Copperhead, and the Officer 2.0. And then things like the 60th, the Vamp, the what else don't I have? There's other stuff I don't have. I've got a list somewhere. I'll tell you the list, and then you guys can just send me things, right? That is a joke. I thought I had a list. If I can probably search for it by just searching Cobra. No, I can't. Can't, obviously. I thought I had a list. Anyway, I don't have a list, it would appear, but there's a few I'm missing. I just got the Dreadnoks, which was lovely. I got Buzzer and Ripper sent to me by the wonderful Paul Pamphilone of Plastic Battles. Roma Collectibles have hooked me up with a Steel Core. Thank you very much, Roma Collectibles. And other than that, oh yeah, okay. So the Crimson Strike Team, I know it's on sale. I'm fully aware, Derek. I was also aware that those Target, the Python Patrol figures were on sale as well, and I couldn't at the time, unfortunately, even though they were on sale. And then the other things were the Fire Team. I don't have the Fire Team, and is that it? It might just be those sets that I'm missing then. I will send you items you don't have. Don't be silly, Mark. I'm not expecting that. No, thank you very much. I can't accept that kind of stuff. Only if people know me well enough to know my address. But I can't be doing that. Thank you though, Mark. I do appreciate the sentiment. I'll get back into it. Do not worry. I'll get back into it. Like I said, I went in for this one because I wanted to make sure that I'd at least got in on the pre-order just in case it did sneakily sell out or was difficult to get afterwards. I don't think it will be necessarily, but it's not like we see a lot of this stuff in Walmart. I certainly don't see a lot of this stuff in Walmart, genuinely. But that was Great Tonino posting the render. Now, this is what I was talking about a second ago, and this is what was explained, that it's Star Wars. It's a Star Wars pre-order drop. We thought for a second that we could be dealing with 3¾ inches. We could be dealing with O-ring because Vintage Collection is probably 4-inch, right? I don't have much Vintage Collection, but I assumed it was 4-inch. In any case, that there on the screen was Star Wars. So we can scratch that off. And we can move on. The more important news, guys, is WonderCon. Yes. Now, this was a surprise, although it probably shouldn't be at this case because this stage, because we know that Hasbro like to do brand panels. We know that Classified is a leader in a lot of one of the driving forces of the brands kind of like. At Hasbro, so we kind of, you know, we're starting to see it more often. We're seeing them do big brand panels that incorporate G.I. Joe now more than we have really in the past. And oh, vintage is scaled 3¾. Thank you, Sean. And Jeremy. Thank you, guys. Windblade, just on it. You're just in time to talk WonderCon. Now, that's a good point, because there is the 4th of April. There is the 4th of April pre-order thing at them as well, isn't there? I wonder, Con, if it's just going to be like either name only reveals or will probably be render reveals. They'll probably do something a little bit more into it. And they did have, was it Metalhead and Mutton Junkyard that time at MCM, which was really difficult to get information on at the time. Not information, but footage. It was like everyone stopped recording for the G.I. Joe panel. And I still don't understand what happened there. But I didn't really, it was really difficult trying to get like some images and stuff from the show floor. We did get some, but they weren't great. And I can't remember if it went up for pre-order. It went up for pre-order later in the week, didn't it? Or they did. They went up for pre-order a bit later. They didn't go that day, but they were revealed that day. So that does track Windblade, the fact that they're revealing this on the 30th of March. So Hasbro Toy Panel, Action Brands, Saturday, March 30th, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. at room 300E or 300E. Hasbro hosts an action-packed toy panel with brand marketing team members revealing exciting new products, giving fans a first look across its iconic action brands. The panel will include several product reveals from Ghostbusters Entertainment, celebrate the 40th anniversary of Transformers with new Studio Series figures, and, this is the important bit, announce new Cobra team members joining the G.I. Joe Classified Series line. In addition, the panel will bring updates on the Hasbro lines inspired by Star Wars, including the Black Series and the Vintage Collection, and Marvel, including exciting news about the Marvel Legends product line. I wonder what that could be. Anyway, more importantly for us, G.I. Joe Classified Series, Cobra team members joining the G.I. Joe Classified Series. So, let's see what you're saying at the moment. What's happening at WonderCon? Just said. I know that was an old comment, Josh. Name only reveal of Charbroil. Please and thank you, says Jeremy. Chris agrees. We need Blowtorch first, Jeremy. Oh, it's a Blowtorch Charbroil fight. Chartorch Blow Broil. Sounds weird. The WonderCon art is by Dustin Nguyen, by the way. Oh, nice one. Thank you, Jamie Lynn. This WonderCon art. Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? Thank you very much. I'm surprised that Hasbro is attending WonderCon. They normally don't. I think they're kind of just expanding, aren't they? They're just expanding their kind of like their big con presence. Nightforce Charbroil. That'd be sweet, wouldn't it? One more question. We are getting Nemesis Enforcer in the line, or Nemesis Immortal in the line. Going to start going more sci-fi, which is great. I think we should. You're incorporating Cobra Lar. There is an element of there is a percentage rise increase in sci-fi aspect, 100%. And I mean like Serpentor, Serpentor, Mindbender, those kind of characters, even though grounded-ish, aren't really. And especially when you see the fact that they are in the Classified Series line, still very much in that kind of fanciful arena. So I don't think Nemesis Immortal is necessarily taking us to a different level. It does incorporate more sci-fi elements, 100%, Mark. There is no arguing with that point at all. And it is great. I agree. I need the Optimus Mobat reveal. Oh, that would be sweet at some point. I don't think that'll be first, though, RKW. I think we'll probably see the Triple T first, and then we'll probably see the Optimus Mobat later. Damn, no Cops announcement coming someday. You never know. OMG, what Cobra team? New Cobra team members. I don't think it's a Cobra team. I think it's Cobra team members. They're just talking about the Cobra as a team itself. It just means there are new Cobra figures being revealed. I don't think it means a new Cobra team, and announce new, because it would be a new Cobra team, not new Cobra team. Do you know what I mean? There's a distinction to be made there grammatically. So they're announcing new Cobra team members, not a new Cobra team. if that makes sense. So it'll just be like new Cobra characters, basically. We've already had, obviously, we can talk about a little bit of those, what it could be, can't we, as well, because we've got those graphics to look through, as we always do at the end of these episodes. Now, is that actual individual team members or just Cobra members? I think what they're saying is new Cobra characters are going to be revealed for the G.I. Joe Classified series. I don't think it's going to be, do you know what I mean? I just think that's what, they're just being overly wordy with it. Just got my email confirmation for my vamp payment and my 60th diver. Nice one, Justin. The Anderson. The logo, replace the dragon, and we almost have Nightclub Force logo. You're actually not too far off there, are you? Yeah, maybe it could just be, should be that 80s sun thing, shouldn't it? With the, yeah, maybe. Chris, do you think we will get Venomous Maximus, Link Talbot, or any other new sculpt era characters to go with Kamakura? Do I think we'll get those? I'm not quite sure just how popular they would be. Venomous Maximus, or Venu Mouse Maximus, as you've called him, is definitely, he's an acquired taste. But I could maybe see them tweaking it a little bit and doing something classified style. Link Talbot would be a good one to do, because you've got so many animals, they're going to need a vet at some point, aren't they? I'm not averse to it, mate, at all. I think it would be really cool to have them in there. And yeah, bring it on. Sci-fi would be awesome with Lifeline in a double pack. Hell yeah. Off topic, but I'm excited to see if they're continuing the Ghostbusters Plasma series, says Scott. I mean, yeah, it's mentioned in there, isn't it? Ghostbusters Entertainment. We'll see, I guess. Maybe movie stuff, I guess. Voltar says, pass the pierogi. Mark says, hey, Chris, it's bedtime over here, so just a quick hello. Hello, Mark. Sweet dreams are made of these. Iron Grenadiers, Justin the Anderson. Yeah, a lot of this has been revealed name-wise. I think... So there's a possibility we see renders for name-only reveals. There's a possibility, definitely. Plastic Battles. Hey, Nemesis Immortal makes sense for a reveal here at WonderCon based on the theme of the show and the fact he's about to show up in the Cobra Commander comic next month. Good points. And has been name-only revealed and all that good stuff. So it lines up to see product images, renders, whatever you call it, both. Expect Mercer. Amazing. Repaint Commander is here just in time for the Night Force repaint before you finish that. I need Marissa Fairborn and Checkpoint. They'd be good ones as well, actually. Checkpoint from Cops, or it's Friday. It is Cobralar Trooper 2 pack, Royal Guards. That'd be amazing. I need that balaclava head Cobra Commander from the latest issue of G.I. Joe, says Stygian 360. Yeah, it's a cool... It definitely buzzes my berries as well. Definitely. What's WonderCon, and is it going to be another mishandled exclusive? No, this is just a reveal, Ralph. It'll just be reveals on things. Anywho. That's WonderCon. Let's have a look at what we could see then, I guess, from that kind of aspect. So we're looking at the right-hand side of the screen for the unofficial leaks. Possibilities we could be seeing, you know, Rogue Pig, Heart Wrencher. I don't know. I feel like it's pretty solidly... It's going to be one of those things where everyone's just going to be like, I feel like it's going to be Nemesis Immortal, and then everyone just expects that. And then it almost manifests into happening. But yeah, there's not a... We could see a lot of these. We could see Iron Grenadier Bat. We could get name-only reveals for Rogue Pig and Heart Wrencher. We could even get reveals for them digital render-wise. They might just completely avoid the name-only part for now. Pythona would be a good one. Absolutely. What do you take back, Paul? What did I say? Or for Pythona, is that what you're saying? Anyway, so yeah, they've got some of unofficial leaks there that you could probably maybe see. But then, of course, if you look at the name only reveals we're dealing with, we've just been told about Frag Viper and Saw Viper. Raptors are going to be SDCC. So he's probably off the table for reveals because of that, because it's an SDCC exclusive. They probably don't want another con revealing it, if that makes sense. Plus, it's not like, you know, we usually see them at the time. We don't see them a long time beforehand. So yeah, Raptor's probably going to be saved as a reveal for the build up to SDCC. Of course it will. Nemesis Immortal is a good shout. Is really good shout. Xandar, I think, might be too far in the distance. I think Xandar is, well, we know Xandar's 2025. We know it. So with that, I would suggest that he's probably not going to be revealed at the end of March. That will be Yojo June or later in the year. That's my guess anyway on that. Iron Grenadiers is a possibility though. And Nemesis Immortal, they're the ones that's standing out to me as really possible, you know, reveal options. And the fact that they've sort of tried to do themes in the past, like they revealed Big Ben at MCM London, and they wanted to do that on purpose because of the UK connection. I know they did, like I said, they did Metalhead and Mutt and Junkyard last MCM, but they probably just didn't have any British characters to reveal, you know, on the line plan for that, which is totally fine. I think Frag Viper and Saw Viper might be a little bit early as well in the game, considering they've only just been name dropped. So I think, yeah, the standouts here for me are Nemesis Immortal, Iron Grenadier, maybe the Iron Grenadier bat in that case. And possibly that whole thing where I think that Mystery 2-pack, yes, RKW, where I think that Mystery 2-pack is the Royal Guards, based on the Whip Snakes Atlas lacrosse team name connection. I would suggest probably maybe a Cobra Lar theme because it's WonderCon. I think that'd be wicked. And then a cheeky Pythona just for lols, just to make me really happy with the whole situation. But we'll see, I guess. Of course, these are the digital renders we're working with at the moment. I probably shouldn't add Nightfall Shockwave, considering it's been and gone now. But I may, just for the sake of it. but I don't necessarily... I thought initially, when we had that that drop zone link on Entertainment Earth for the 4th of April, which I'm going to get up again here, but that is almost certainly G.I. Joe because of the way it's worded. That's a different one I was looking at then. I thought, oh, I got it wrong. No, find out what this action figure launch is before the average Joe. Sign up for an alert and we'll say yo as soon as it launches so you won't miss out. Of course it's a G.I. Joe one. 4th of April follows very closely behind this WonderCon reveal. Something is going to be going up for pre-order after WonderCon. Whether it's something they reveal, whether it's something they're talking about where they're revealing Cobra members or whatever, that could be different. It could be that they're revealing stuff and also pre-orders are going up, and those are what we're going to see all the product information about and the product images and all that kind of stuff. So it's difficult to say at the moment, but you could be looking at two separate things there. You could be looking at Cobra, you know, reveals for the classified series, which are just name only, or new digital renders. And we could be seeing pre-orders going up for the three retro figures and the Ferret and Ferret Scout. Possibly. But we'll see. It's nice to, you know, it's nice to chat about this stuff. It's nice to have like constant things to go live about every single evening, right? Finally, now. Even though what you're looking at here is the list we've seen now for the last couple of days or weeks or whatever, the last week or so, because I did update it to put Nightfall Shockwave in there. There have been updates, and I am going to tell you now, I'll be doing an episode on Monday revealing some new listings. Okay? Excited? Everyone, Pat's heart just sank. He's like, what? Yeah, we're going to be doing an episode on Monday, live, depending on what happens during the day and what news breaks or whatever. I'm hoping to be able to do some kind of like listings updates for you guys. So yeah, that should be fun. We'll have some listings updates. We'll get comfy. We'll do that on Monday. Okay. Yeah. Remember the days when there was absolutely nothing new to talk about week after week after week? Yeah. I remember a period of time where it was literally a pair of sneakers came out and some shades, a jacket was available. You know, there was like not much going on, and we were like at the end of the club, nothing in stores. And then there was that like, I don't know, there was that like period of time leading up to 2020 where there was sort of like rumors popping out of a 6-inch line and all this kind of stuff. And we're like, what? And then it just dropped. Boom. Amazing. We are well overdue for higher news, RKW. That's so true. Eben Foster, why have you written WonderCon? I've literally just talked for ages about WonderCon. You might just be late to the party, bud. I could definitely afford the smaller vehicles compared to affording larger vehicles. Yeah, totally. I think that's most people, but they tend to just do it. People are just doing it anyway, aren't they? Oh, you got your vamps a few minutes ago, Grizzlehorn. I'm so jealous. Ironclaw's a good one, Pastor Perry. Yeah, I'd love to see Ironclaw. I think that brings us to the end. Yeah, we're at the end. Like I said, there's been lots to talk about tonight, lots to get into. Got a couple of the reason I'm actually going to call it for tonight. Sorry, guys, and it's a short one. I know you're kind of used to the hour and a half, 6-7 kind of hour streams. I'm going to bring it to a close because I've got some more news for you guys. Got the approval for the Brian Flynn interview. Had to make a few adjustments, so it's just taken me a little while to do that, and then I'll be posting that later tonight. So you guys hopefully will have the Brian Flynn interview to check out in like an hour or so, maybe two, depending on how long it takes to upload. But that'll be happening tonight. So that's going to be up. And then tomorrow, Saturday we'll be doing. We've basically shifted to the Saturday at 10 slot again for the weekly. So Pat and I are going to be on Saturday. When is your Hasbro team chat going to come? Not a blooming clue. I've literally been trying to, I don't know, I've been trying so hard to get that sorted out, and I'm getting crickets. Not from the team, I may add. I do speak to Lenny and Emily quite often, and that isn't the problem. It's just getting the red tape sorted out and when the best time for them to do it and all this kind of stuff. But it goes through a third party, and it's getting a little bit tiresome at the moment, but it'll happen. Thank you so much for joining me again. And we will. Oh, Shooting the Galaxy is happening though, by the way. We are in the process of setting that up. I reached out and Shooting the Galaxy got back to me, so we will be doing an interview with Shooting the Galaxy, and I will mention that, Paul, about the fact that Nightforce Shockwave didn't have any dio photography. To be honest though, Paul, that has happened before in recent memory. It's happened with a few Walmart exclusives, usually Walmart exclusives, actually. Almost exclusively Walmart exclusives are the ones that don't get dio photography. And I think they might probably just have like a preference to just having what you get in the, you know, like they might, you know what Walmart, like a no nonsense sort of vibe with loads of nonsense attached to it. So I think that they specifically request certain images that they post on their particular website. And those images are usually just the get to the, what is the front and the back? What did they come with? And, you know, lots of white background images and stuff like that. So I think I don't think they bother with a lot of the deep dio imagery stuff on Walmart all the time. I'm not saying they haven't in the past, but most of the time that is the case. Look, all the retro releases, all the retro Walmart retro classified figures when they were Walmart exclusive had little to zero. It was just a couple of poses on explosion backgrounds and then the front and the back of the card, and that was it. It was never like, you know, I'm trying to think of what we had back then, like Baroness and Destro and Lady J and Gung Ho, like in a jungle or something. So yeah. Anywho, that's what I expect on that one. And like I said, I can't think off the top of my head which ones they've done it with. Because they've definitely had Dio shots for the Night Force figures. But I mean, like, you know, we've had so many Dio shots recently. Maybe it was a case of let's just, you know, get that done and you know, they couldn't fit it in, maybe. But yeah, they have definitely, like I said, they've definitely had Dio shots with their images, with their figures. But I think a lot of that sometimes is more down to the fact that Hasbro have control over those. And this time they probably were just like, we don't have the time. We can't get it done. There's no need to do it. I don't know. I don't know is the answer. I should have just stuck with I don't know in the first place. And maybe he can talk about it. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, anyway, let's quickly actually just do this. There'll be people that don't usually watch this episode or this kind of show, and they'll be like, he's just left without saying goodbye. No, I am here. So first of all, Paul, thank you so much, mate, for the buzzer and the ripper, and also for putting this in the box too. I've kept this and I used it on the Brian Flynn interview. You'll see it at the end. He laughed a lot when I pulled this out, Kitty said. Anyway, dude, thank you so much. Please, Chris, I need hope for Blowtorch. Blink twice if he's coming. I don't know, but I'm going to blink anyway, just to make you feel better. How's that sound? I genuinely don't know. I haven't heard hide nor hair of Blowtorch, but he's those ones that you just expect eventually. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for jumping on, hanging out with me. Like I said, Brian Flynn interview coming later tonight, and got loads more stuff in the pipeline. I've got to do Let's Talk Classified videos for the Frag Viper, for the Saw Viper, for Dial Tone. I've got to do, there's lots I have to do actually. It's crazy. I've got to sort out some interviews in a big way. I would love to do a Skybound Kirkman interview past the pierogi. I would be well up for that. Whether he would be up for that is a completely different question. Anyway, weekly is Saturday at 10. We've switched it now, so it's regularly going to be at Saturday at 10 a.m. Okay. We've gone back to the original. Right then, stay fresh, cheese bags. And as always, after three, you know what to do. 1, 2, 3, 4. See ya.
That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on X, formerly Twitter, at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. We've also added a brand new Instagram, so check us out there as well, at The Full Force Podcast. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on any of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/thefullforcepodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.